Please stand as we show our respect to the Lord, the reading of His Word. Genesis 18, Abraham is promised the son, and the angel of the Lord is going to visit Sodom and Gomorrah with his judgment. And we pick up the reading with verse 16. Genesis 18 and verse 16. Then the men rose up from there and looked down toward Sodom. And Abraham was walking with them to send them off. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do, since..." I lost my place here, sorry. "Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed. For I have chosen him in order that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, in order that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken to him." And then going to the last book of the Bible and the last chapter, Malachi chapter 4, we'll read the last six verses. First, we'll read the entire chapter, actually. Verse 1 of chapter 4 of Malachi. "For behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff. And the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall, and you will tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day which I am preparing, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, even the statutes and ordinances which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I am going to send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. And he will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse." And our New Covenant reading, again, two portions. We've been looking at both Colossians and Ephesians. We'll look at Colossians and first, and then Colossians chapter on the earth. "And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Thus far, and parents. And this evening we've come to this matter of fathers, and we pointed out to you that as Christ is preeminent in our homes, as I spoke to women, but men could listen in too and benefit. When I spoke to husbands, I was addressing men and as husbands, and you can listen in to responsibility for their children. The last words in the book of the Old Covenant was that mothers have a profound influence, and nothing that I am going to say this evening is to diminish the influence of mothers on their children. It is indeed profound. Fathers, you have the duty, and it's emphasized in the text. And so in an age when the role of fathers is de-emphasized, so I believe that he is addressing here that it is true that the word can be inclusive of fathers and mothers, but the word used here is used in a distinctive sense. And one of the reasons that, as in one man all sinned, so in one man all shall be made alive. Of course, Christ represents, and so we read, and he's also the head of, so often it's very easy to train our children. There are a lot of things that might go on. This certainly when as well. And so, as I mentioned, of labor, we have true that in the course of events, mother responsibility for and it is the propaganda, but way back when do it. And that I saw a second, And so it's propaganda that is in it, that singles and divorced women, children, particularly boys. Same thing then. That was the emphasis, children. The feminization. But, so often what you see, men look at that and say, yeah, Jesus. When it's simply God's representatives, he's chosen God. And even when they're older, they should have the authority, a significant portion of protest. Say, God is your father. Himself was our father. You don't have to be seek. Promote either for your children. Or talking with Cobus Vandermeer, seeing and hearing his father. That's one of those important to these things. But I, at least I fashion, fathers, you better listen to your wives. Your faith and obedience will set either by neglect or by, what's the word I want? Sings and cursings. It's all in Genesis 18:19. I've chosen that the Lord may bring a command his children to keep the command. Yes and amen. With regard to the name. 22 and 17 and 18. And then later on in that chapter. Veil that are in the valley of. So training your children to achieve those. Eli's family was certainly talked about. Malachi 4:6, where he come and smite the land. I will smite the land with a curse. Is like a baton and be passed on. It has to be. I was most fathers are homes. They are more likely to become involved in crime. Fathers who are not involved, fathers aren't. That shows you the zoom as you continue on. What? Things that men ought to do around the home. It, myself, go off and play instant family worship. We'd go great guns. Not an excuse you keep. He says, as for me, and call upon our God. Because we desperately need to call upon the Lord for his help. And I heard this, but one of the most hard, the attention and the effect paintings and bring them to have that brought to seeking to honor. Do they see me? And repenting. When Bunny was, when said, we want them to go with us in this journey. Pray for yourself and your children. What we do cannot change a heart. Affected them, but we tried to use that. Comes when there's confession, and so recognize the critical need for godly your sons to be godly fathers, and then be the father of God. This, our God and Father, we in our land standard, which is you, and make us wiser. Than preceding generations, and our children make them wiser as well. And grant, O Lord, that you will indeed turn the hearts of fathers to children and children to fathers, lest you should bring a curse upon the land. Bring that about, that we may command our children, in order that you might bring upon us all the blessings of the covenant. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To whom be glory, majesty, honor, and power, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you, brother.